Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And Auntie Janet, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Karen says she might be late getting on the line.
Yeah, Karen.
Okay.
She says she might be late getting on.
Okay, thanks for letting us know that. We also have Mother May. We have Hubert. We have Daniel. And myself, Angela. I'm just going to say good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. We have Mother May volunteer to read Judges 8. So we're going to go ahead and let her get started as everyone else joins the call.
Now the Ephraimite at Gibeah. Why have you treated us like this? Why did you call us when you went to fight Midian? And they criticized him sharply. But he answered them, what have I accomplished compared to you? Aren't you gleaning of Ephraim great better than the full grape harvest of Abazon? God gave Ober and Zebah, the Milonite leader, into your hand. What was I able to do compared to you? At this, their resentment against him subsided. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. He said to the men of Succoth, give my troops some bread. They are worn out, and I am still pursuing Zebah and Zebulun.
Zalmunna,
the king of Midian. But the official of Succoth said, do you already have the hand of Zebulun and Zebulun in your possession? Why should we give bread to your troops? Then Gideon replied, just for that, when the Lord had given Zebulun and Zebulun into my hand, I will treat your flesh with desert storm and bride. From there, he went up to Peniel and made the same request to them, but they answered as the men of Succoth had. So he said to the men of Peniel, when I return to triumph, I will tear down this town. Now, Zebulun and Zalmunna was in Carchar, with a force of about 15,000 men, all that were left on the army of the eastern people, 120,000 foremen had fallen. Gideon went up by the route of the noble eastern of Nabal and Jobed, and fell upon the unsuspicious army, Jabin and Zabim, the two kings of Midian, flee, but he pursued them and captured them, routing their entire army. Gideon's son and Joshua then returned from the battle by the pass of Hir. He caught a young man of Succoth and questioned him. And the young man wrote down for him the name of the 77 officer of Succoth, the elder of the town. Then Gideon came and said to the men of Succoth, "Hear of Zabini and Zaman, about whom you taunted me by saying, 'Do you already have the hand of Zabini and Zabah in your process? Why should we give bread to your exhausted men?'" He took the elder of the town and taught the men of Succoth a lesson by punishing them with desert storm and bribe. He also pulled down the town of Penuel and killed the men of the town. Then he asked Zebulun and Zalmunna, "What kind of men did you kill at Tabor?" "Men like you," they answered, "each one with the bearing of a pillar."
Prince.
"The prince." Gideon replied, "Those were my brothers and son of my own mother. As surely as the Lord lived, if you had spared their lives, I would not kill you." Turning to Jephthah, his oldest son, he said, "Kill them." But Jephthah did not draw his sword because he was only a boy and was afraid. Jephthah and Zalmunna said, "Come do it yourself, as ill the man, so it his strength." So Gideon stepped it forward and killed them and took the ointment off their camel neck. Gideon. The Israelites said to Gideon, "Rule over us, you, your son and your grandson, because you have saved us out of the hand of Midian." But Gideon told them, "I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you." And he said, "I do have one request, that each of you give me an earring from your share of the plummet." It was the custom of the Israelite to wear golden earrings. Excuse me. They answered, "Well, be glad to give them." So they spread it out their garment, and each man threw a ring from his plumber onto it. The weight of the golden ring he asked for came to 1,700 shekels, not counting the ointment that the pendants and the purple garment worn by the king of Midian, or the chains they were on their camel's neck. Gideon made the golden into an apple, which he placed in Ophrah, his town. All Israel prostituted themselves by worshiping it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his family. Gideon the Midianite was subdued before the Israelite and did not raise its head again. During Gilead's lifetime, the land enjoyed peace for 40 years. Jerubbaal, son of Joshua, went back home to live. He had seventy sons of his own, for he had many wives. His concubine, who lived in Shimon, also bore him a son, whom he named Amalek. Gideon's son of Joshua died at a good old age and was buried in the tomb of his father. Joshua, the upper of the Abbasite, no sooner had Gideon died than the Israelites again prostituted themselves to the Baal. They set up Baal bridges as their God and did not remember the Lord, their God, who had rescued them from the hand of all of their enemies on every side. They also failed to show kindness to the family of Jerubbaal. This is Gideon for all the good things he had done for them. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Mother, for reading Judges 8 while we have others to join the call. I'm just going to go ahead and do a roll call like everyone is here. We have Auntie Dot, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Mother May, Hubert, Daniel, Angela, myself, Loretta, and Auntie Marie. Did I miss anyone? All right. Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All righty. Let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We are open to the love and the presence of God and God's actions within us today. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, we had Sister Shirley with the opening prayer.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once more and again, you have allowed a few of your believing children to come together to worship and praise your holy name. We humbly thank you, dear Lord, for how you have already blessed us. Father, we pray for the humility to allow your word to guide our thoughts, activities, and time. We need you to control every part of our worship service this evening through the Holy Spirit. Where there is doubt, replace with trust and faith so we may please you. Help us to have the confidence that you are in control and we can trust you. Father, if it is your will, take care of us. Bless our families and loved ones. Bring us to this time and gathering again next week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Sister Shirley. All righty. Our next item is the worship song for the day, and the title is Father, Can You Hear Me Now? By Tiffany Evans, Terrell Carter, Tamla Mann, and Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Loretta, can you mute everyone for me, please?
Yes.
Father, can Of heaven, whatever you bind on earth will be bound
in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth, you will lose it in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Matthew 16, the demand for a sign, and the parts of the verses that you read, Peter's confession of Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot. Next, we have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I would like to share from The Names of God by Kate Arthur. And I saw a new heaven, taken from Revelation 21, 1 through 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away. There is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among us, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying pain, for the first things have passed away." And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true. Dear ones, the day will come, but on this day, beloved, rejoice in his nearness. Worship him in the Holy Spirit. Feed on the word, delight in his people, and rest in his strong power, his name. His name is Jehovah Shammah. God is with us. Thank you, Lord, that you're always with us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Auntie Janet, for sharing out of Revelation 2. Just talking about, are we listening? Truly.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Alrighty, next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, chapter 27, 6 verses. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around and about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord." Amen, amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Betty, for sharing Psalms 27 and 6. awesome, awesome. Just talking about faith in his dwelling. Amen.
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 Next, we have Sister Shirley.
Yes. I have Psalm 27 also, and I will start where she left off.
Amen.
Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart craves of you. Seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppression. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Just continuing us on with the faith in his dwelling, but God will strengthen and protect us from all harm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. All righty. Next, I have Mother May. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this week?
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew 18:21-35. True forgiveness. The parable that Jesus told about forgiveness suggests that showing forgiveness involves a progression. We forgive because we are forgiven. Forgiveness is not a matter of quality, but a matter of the quality of genuine forgiveness. Regardless of how much or how often we have been mistreated, we are obligated to forgive because it will bring us into harmony with one another. The rule of 10 debtors illustrates the first part of the progression. The debtor owed the king a fortune, but asked for the king to relent it with him. He wanted more time to repay his debt, but his master took pity on him and completed canceling his debt. The second statement of the story tells how the forgiveness debtor dealt with his own debtor. Though he was owed a small amount, he had little patience. He demanded the immediate return to his money. We are so much like that man. We have offended God limitless and are forgiven without limit. We want relief from our debt and relief from our bondage, but when someone has offended us, we are slow and ungenerous with our forgiveness. How often should we forgive those who offend us? Peter thought the number 7 sound about right. Jesus had a more intended number in mind. But because Peter seemed to need a number, he allowed himself to be confounded by saying 70 times 7. But the number suggests that we need to forgive as infinity as God forgive us. If we seek harmony in our church, peace in our family, and contentment in our community, it is our responsibility as a member of the household of faith to maintain harmony. We can help achieve that as we practice true forgiveness. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother May. Coming out of Matthew 18:22, it's just the parable of the unmerciful servant. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And next I have is Hubert.
I was coming out of the book of Psalm 119. Elise. Blessed are they whose ways are vain, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in their ways. You have laid down precepts that ought to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous law. I will obey your decree, not utterly forsake me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for the reading out of Psalms 119, mainly just referencing the spiritual traffic signals and following the road of life, how to navigate. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Next, we have Daniel. Do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, I just like to make a confession. Everybody know about footprints.
For his destiny and being here in Arizona.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He gave him the footprint to be here. He's going to thank the Lord for it. He's just full of the Holy Spirit right now, everybody. He's just going to keep him in our prayers. Keep him in our prayers that God will heal him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Yes, he will. He will heal him.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. He's working. He's working. He hears you,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God bless.
Thank you for sharing, Daniel. And next we have Loretta.
Yes, I'm reading out of Psalm 62. Truly my soul find rest in God, for my salvation come from him, and truly he is my rock and my salvation, for he is my fortress. I will never be shaken. My salvation and my honor depends on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
Yes.
And do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. For one thing God has spoken, but two things I have heard. The power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is failing love, and you reward everyone according to what they have done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's one of my favorites, Loretta.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 62. Amen. Alrighty. Next we have Auntie Marie. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Abiding love, divine and the branch. John 15:4-8. I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remain in you, and whatsoever you wish, and it will be done, it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of John 15, the vine and the branches. Amen.
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 That actually concludes our first round, and thank everyone for sharing. The next item on the agenda is that we would recognize our sick and shut-in. So I just want to, before we pray for our sick and shut-in, do we have anyone we need to add to the list?
LaToya.
Willie Williams.
Okay, we do have him on there, Auntie Betty.
Oh, okay, sweetie. Thank you.
I'm putting Kamisha Ball back on the list. Although she completed her therapy, I understand she's still having some good and some bad days, just kind of going through it, just like Auntie Wileen. So we will continue to pray for her to have strength. So I'm adding her back on the list as well.
Man.
Yeah. All right. If you all please bow your heads for the sick and the shut in. Father of goodness and love, hear our prayers for our sick and shut in family and friends and for all who are in need. With a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Kamisha Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Loretta Simmons, Tamar Green, Daniel Lowe, Janet Williams, and Joseph, and LaToya Simmons. Lord Jesus Christ, by your patience and suffering, you hallowed earthly pain and gave us the example of obedience to your Father's will. Be near us in our time of weakness and pain, Father. Sustain us by your grace, that our strength and courage may not fail. Heal us according to your will, Father, and help us always to believe that what happens to us here is a little account. If you hold us in eternal life, our Lord and our God. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Acknowledging birthdays for the week of October the 18th. through October the 24th. Quite a few birthdays this week. I'm going to start off with today. Mr. Tony Nellums is celebrating a birthday. And on tomorrow, we have a Michael celebrating a birthday. Loretta, is that your grandbaby?
That's Tony grandbaby.
Nope.
Tony grandbaby. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Tony's grandbaby, Micah. And October 21st, we have our very own Dorothy Nell Johnson. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then on October 22nd, we have Nick. Auntie Betty, is that your grandson?
Yes.
All right, let me put the last name so we know who we're talking about. Nick Williams. And then last on October 24th, I have Walter Williams.
Yeah.
Janice, that's one of your family members?
That's my son. Yes. Yeah. My son.
All right. Are there any other birthdays that I don't have on my list? Quite a few. Amen. Auntie Marie, would you do us the honor and sing a happy birthday to all these wonderful individuals? Auntie Marie? Auntie Marie, she must have stepped away, so I'm going to go to someone else. How is Nessa? I got to do a better job of keeping up with who sung the song last. Let's go with Auntie Carrie. She's not here. Okay. Striking out. Auntie Betty, will you do the honors?
I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And many, many more.
Amen. Happy birthday.
You're not going to get away that easy. What do you got planned for your birthday?
I don't have anything planned. Just glad to see another year.
Amen to that.
Enjoy, and I hope the children have a wonderful surprise for you.
Amen.
All right, let's go ahead to our second round. Let's go to a second round where we share a testimony, a poem, or a song. If you have another verse that you would like to share with the team to ponder over the week, that would be awesome as well. If not, just say pass. Let's start off with Mr. Hubert.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your Son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me. Oh, blessed Savior, his blood has set us free. Forgive us of our trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your Spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean so much to me. And don't forget our teachers. They need a blessing too for teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the one we don't yet know, bless them every day and everywhere they go. Teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal, or blame. We will be careful in what ever we do. We want our lives to be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful.
Oh, Andy, next we have Auntie Dot.
I pass.
All righty. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Miss Loretta.
I pass.
Okay. Mother Dear.
Well, I'm gonna you are my strength, strength like no other. You are my strength, strength like no other. I give that to sit up, y'all. I get no feeling, but that's what I want to say.
Amen.
God is
amen.
My
hallelujah.
That's so true.
Amen.
So true, so true. Mm-hmm. I think.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother, for sharing. And it's such a beautiful song. Amen.
Amen.
Next, we have Auntie Marie. Do you have any testimony, poems, or songs you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I heard you calling me, but I couldn't answer you.
No problem, I see.
Okay.
Amen.
John the 14th, the 1st of the 14th. Can you hear me?
Yes.
John the 14th, starting at the 1st. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going.
Mm-hmm.
To him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father through me. If you really know me, you would know my Father there as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Marie, for the reading out of John 14, how Jesus comforts his disciples.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I'm going to follow that with the poem that I have to share. It's just kind of right in line. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer to the needs of our world today. He is here to guide us and protect us along life's way. He never will forsake us. His love for us is real. Peace, he says, I leave with you my peace. Now ye be still. Jesus is the answer. We only need to pray and ask him to come into our hearts and walk with us each day. He loves us more than anyone. He made the sacrifice. Just put your faith in Jesus. Through the blood, he paid the price. Jesus is the answer. He died for you and me. He arose again that we may live with him eternity. So ask him into your heart today. In his glory, you'll abound because Jesus is the answer, and through him, true peace is found. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He is
Hallelujah.
The answer. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Next we have Auntie Betty.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Janet.
Okay, I'm going to let you share for my 31 days of praise. Jesus is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I try to invite in people here on earth, but first and last, I come to you, the only perfect person, the only ideal person, the only one whose love is flawless, the only one who is worthy of my highest praise. Oh, God, who is like you? There is none to compare to you. Therefore, I thank and praise you. I thank you, Lord God, for the friends who have failed to meet my soul's deepest needs. They have driven me to the Savior's feet upon his love to see. I'm grateful to through all life's ways, no one to satisfy. And so I found in you alone, my sweet Jesus, my rich, my full supply. You are my best friend. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Beautiful. All right, next we have Daniel, and he's going to have Hubert to read for him.
Amen.
Footprint. One night a man had a dream. A dream he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed a scene from his life. From each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other one to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noted that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest time in his life. This really bothered him. And he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decide to follow you, you'll walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome time in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I need you most, you will leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you and will never leave you. During your time of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Thank you for you, Daniel, for Hubert, for sharing Daniel's words. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so that concludes our second round as well. So before we go into the closing, let's go ahead and assign the part for next week. We're going to be reading out of Judges 9. Do I have any volunteer to read Judges 9? Okay. Hubert volunteered for that. All righty. How about the opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer for next Sunday? Going once. Alrighty. How about the closing prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Uh,
Okay, well, Loretta and I would do the Dog and Pony Show on that one. Thank you guys so much. Let's move along with, bear with me, guys. Let me close my closing prayer. Okay, I'll go ahead with the closing prayer, and then I will play our final worship song. Here we go. Now let's bow our heads. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen our inner being for every good work. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon each of you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. The worship song that we were here to this evening is called The Sparrow, and it's by Jason Gray. God, that's not the right one.
Sparrows not worry about tomorrow, or the trouble will come. The lilies not thinking about the season, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. Why should I not be? 'Cause you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need. The more I need it has to be. You hold me in your hand. The kindness that never ends. Carry it in your love. No matter what the future brings. And you take good care of me. The sun's not worried about the winter, soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow it casts. The heart that's planted in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I? 'Cause you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need before I even ask a thing. You hold me in your hand. The kindness that never ends. Carry it in your heart. No matter what the future brings. Your kindness.
Pilcher Jr. Remember, Jesus' love is above everything. So don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed, for the world and all that it is in it belongs to Christ our Lord. His love is above everything in our lives. Jesus has not left you alone. He still stands at the door of your heart and he knocks. If you will trust more and more in his love, his power, and his name. What a peace, what a comfort, and what a hope you will have, for his love is above everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. In closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time today, and how the Holy Spirit just working through Daniel and healing. And healing is coming. Healing is coming. Let's just keep that prayer up. And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave today. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Can I watch the football game now?
Yes, you can.
Amen.
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 Amen, amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Night.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Bless you.
Have a blessed week.
Y'all too.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, LT.
Happy birthday, man, too.
No, no, man, like they wanted to leave that time. I said goodnight three times.
You got my phone off?
Not yet. I turned this thing on. Nobody like they